marriage to continue, and not just continue, but to grow. Jeff?
Thank you, Mark. Prop 303 allows unapproved drugs for terminally ill patients. By Stephanie Innes of The Star. Giving terminally ill patients access to not yet approved drugs as a last resort seems compassionate, but critics say an Arizona referendum on the issue is not as black and white as it sounds. Detractors say Arizona Proposition 303, known as the Terminal Patients' Right to Try referendum, could give patients false hope because the chances of doing harm with unapproved pharmaceuticals far exceeds any potential benefit. Additionally, critics say such a law could open the doors for greedy quacks to prey on desperate patients with expensive medications that don't work. And while many opponents agree the federal drug approval process can be frustratingly slow, they also say any state attempt to circumvent federal law is ill-advised. Proponents say a right-to-try law is a common-sense move to give patients with a terminal diagnosis access to experimental drugs not yet approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. Similar laws have already passed in Colorado, Missouri, and Louisiana. Last-ditch treatment with experimental drugs could extend or save lives, said Victor Riches, vice president of the Goldwater Institute, a conservative Phoenix-based group that has given $70,000 toward the campaign to pass Proposition 303. Supporters say much of the criticism underestimates patients and their families. The law requires drugs to have gone through phase one of the FDA process and be part of a clinical trial, so they are not completely untested, Riches emphasizes. The problem is the FDA approval process is long and cumbersome, and patients who want last resort experimental drugs don't have time on their side, he said. The proposition, placed on the November 4th ballot by the legislature, leaves it up to individual insurance companies as to whether they cover investigational drugs, Riches said. Our strong belief is that the right to try to save one's own life is a fundamental constitutional right, Riches said. It's a very simple proposal, and it's just about giving these terminally ill patients the ability to save their own lives. Patients' right to try laws are often known as compassionate access or Dallas Buyers Club laws, a reference to a group established by Dallas resident Ron Woodruff in the 1980s for purchasing unapproved treatments for HIV/AIDS, which became the subject of the 2013 Oscar-winning film. There is no scientific data whatsoever that the cocktails they were giving out at the Dallas Buyers Club were helping anybody, said Joan Korber Walker, president and CEO of the Arizona Bioindustry Association. To tell patients who are terminally ill that they have a right to try and not give them a pathway to succeed is wrong. The Arizona Bioindustry Association is not taking an official position, but Korber Walker says Proposition 303 grossly oversimplifies a very complicated issue. Unfortunately, under Prop 303, there are no provisions for oversight, nothing to make sure people aren't taking advantage of patients, Korber Walker said. She says there are existing mechanisms for terminal patients that are far more well thought out, including an accelerated drug approval process and an existing expanded access program offered by the FDA through an application process. Though Prop 303 supporters say that program is not doing enough for patients and there's too much red tape. While Riches said support is bipartisan, much of the opposition in the Arizona legislature came from Democrats such as Representative Sally Ann Gonzalez, Democrat of Tucson, who said right to try is preempted by federal law. Dr. David Gorski, a surgical oncologist based in Detroit, has spoken up against right-to-try proposals nationwide, including Prop 303 in Arizona. Gorski, a surgery professor at Wayne State University and managing editor of the Science-Based Medicine blog, says most investigational drugs that make it past Phase 1 trials still end up failing. Gorski writes he finds it hard to be charitable with right-to-try supporters, since they appear to be mostly ideologically motivated by a dislike of federal regulation or motivated by a support for quack medicine. Never forget that the reason the laws we have exist is to protect the public against drugs that don't work or are too toxic, and, just as importantly, from companies that would sell such drugs with no evidence of efficacy or safety, Gorski writes. But Prop 303 spokesman Gibson McKay says patients and their families would be making up their own minds about whether to try a last-ditch treatment. There is a reason the unapproved treatments are often referred to as what-the-hell drugs, because there's nothing more to lose. Supporters of Right to Try feature patients in their campaigns. One such family is the Morris family of Phoenix, who sought help for their son's rare bone cancer by traveling to get a drug treatment available in England. Their son, 13-year-old Diego Morris, is now cancer-free. The drug they wanted for him is called Mifepristone, and while it's been approved by the European equivalent of the FDA and other countries, such as Mexico and Israel, it is not approved in the U.S. The family tried to work with doctors in the U.S. and the drug manufacturer to gain access to Mifepristone, which, taken in conjunction with chemotherapy, may reduce the chance of a recurrence of cancer, but they were unsuccessful and ended up living in England for 9 months. It's impossible to know whether the Mifepristone worked, but the Morris family is happy they took what they believe is an extra protective measure for Diego. We think Prop 303 makes sense. It allows you to make an informed decision to try and save your life, said Diego's mother, Paulina Morris. People in London were shocked finding Americans getting care in another country. They think we have the access to everything. And there are about three sidebars. First, more information on Prop 303. Information from supporters of Proposition 303, the Terminal Patients' Right to Try referendum, is available online at yourrighttotry.com. Second, opposition to Right to Try is available at the Science-Based Medicine blog, which is science-based-medicine.org. And number three, concerns about Prop 303 are outlined by the Arizona Bioindustry Association at azbio.org. And here is the second sidebar. Take a poll on Tucson.com. Should terminally ill patients have the right to try unapproved drugs? Voice your opinion in an online poll at tucson.com/polls. And finally, you can find election 2014 info online, including videos of the candidates talking with Daily Star reporters. Go to tucson.com/election videos. And also, the Star has an online voter guide to find your district and detailed information about the candidates. Go to tucson.com/elections. All right, that brings us to almost 7:16 in the a.m. This is Sun Sounds of Arizona, and we turn the show back over to Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. Before I read the last story,